Less than 24 hours, there have been two mass shootings in the United States. The first was in El Paso, Texas, where police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people are dead and 26 are wounded. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen says investigators are working to confirm whether a racist, anti-immigrant screed posted online shortly before the shooting was written by the suspect.
We have to attribute that manifesto directly to him.
The U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas, John Bash, says the shooting is being treated as a domestic terrorist case.
This meets it. It appears to be designed to intimidate a civilian population, to say the least.
El Paso District Attorney Jaime Esparza says the suspect also will face a state charge of capital murder.
Though he is eligible for the death penalty, we will seek the death penalty.
I'm Mike Hempen.
In Dayton, Ohio, 9 people were killed and dozens more injured in a shooting in a popular nightclub district. Ohio Senator Rob Portman, a Republican, says he witnessed the cleanup efforts in the Oregon district some hours after the shooting ended.
These were EMS personnel who were having to clean the blood off the sidewalk from the tragedy of last night. Shocking, unspeakable, tragic.
Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown said the event presents an opportunity to move forward on gun control legislation.
The House Representatives has passed a bill to do background checks, overwhelmingly bipartisanly. I've called on Senator McConnell to bring the Senate back into session. We can pass that in one afternoon, background checks. The President of the United States could sign it that day.
U.S. President Donald Trump has pledged the total support of the federal government. The FBI is assisting in the case. This is VOA News. In the Philippines, 3 ferry boats capsized in rough seas, killing at least 25 people. 6 others are missing. 55 of the passengers and crew were rescued. Sudan's Transitional Military Council and coalition of protest leaders initialed a power-sharing agreement on Sunday. The two factions will formally sign a constitutional declaration on August 17th. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
Representatives initialed the constitutional document that establishes a joint military and civilian council to rule for 3 years until elections can be held. The group have been locked in tense negotiations with the military for weeks while holding mass protests. The military overthrew Omar al-Bashir in April, following months of demonstrations against his 3-decade-long autocratic rule. The protesters remained in the streets, demanding a rapid transition to a civilian authority. The two sides reached a preliminary agreement last month following international pressure. I'm Sarah Bassett.
It was another night of violence in Hong Kong as protesters battled with police firing tear gas to disperse demonstrators who threw rocks and bricks at a police station. They are protesting the government's handling of its ongoing political crisis that has turned much of the city against its leader, Carrie Lam. The lights are back on in Jakarta after a huge power outage hit the Indonesian capital and surrounding cities. The failure began around midday local time. It lasted about 8 hours. State power giant PLN has apologized, blaming a fault at a major power plant. The U.S. is welcoming a ceasefire declared in Idlib province in northwest Syria. It's the last insurgent stronghold in the country. Since April, hundreds of civilians have been killed in the violence in northwestern Syria, and thousands more have fled. An Afghan official says a magnetic explosive device attached to a bus carrying media workers has killed 2 people in the capital of Kabul. The spokesman says the bus driver and a pedestrian were killed. 2 employees of the Khurshid TV station and another pedestrian were wounded. In June, the Taliban said local Afghan media would be targeted if they continued transmitting anti-Taliban announcements paid for by the government. The UN Food Agency and Yemen's Houthi rebels say they've reached an agreement to resume food deliveries to rebel-controlled parts of Yemen after suspending the aid in June. A spokesman for the World Food Program told the Associated Press that the agreement is an important step towards safeguards that guarantee the accountability of our humanitarian operation in Yemen. And Nguyen Chia, the chief ideologue of the communist Khmer Rouge regime in Cambodia that destroyed a generation of Cambodians, died Sunday. He was 93. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Best music today. The voice of America. VOA 1.